It is Thursday, May 2nd, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The KUAF website giveaway is offering tickets to three of the area's largest concert festivals. You could win tickets to Rocklahoma, Wakarusa, or the country music festival Thunder on the Mountain during the month of May. Separate registration for each concert giveaway is required. Details and registration available on the web at KUAF.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the ideas behind those lights about to be turned on at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Yesterday, I talked to Leo Villarreal, the artist behind the first temporary outdoor installation at Crystal Bridges. And we'll also hear Kyle's conversation with Pat Ryan Key inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. And he'll play a couple of songs as well.
But first, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, the current Democratic House leader and former Speaker of the House, will be at the Clinton School of Public Service today. Nikolai DePippa, Director of Public Programs at the Clinton School, says he's expecting a wide range of topics of current importance to be discussed.
We'll probably touch on what's happening on the Hill, some things that are going to be going into effect soon, including like the health care law, immigration reform, all things that everyone's reading in the newspaper or listening on the radio today.
He says the event is expected to draw a big crowd, so it's being held at the Robinson Center Exhibition Hall rather than on the Clinton School campus. Representative Pelosi has represented her congressional district in San Francisco for 25 years.
Congressman Tom Cotton of Arkansas's 4th District is taking a firmer stance on overseas U.S. military action than many other freshman Republican congressmen on Capitol Hill. Alexander Burns, a reporter for Politico, says Congressman Cotton's new position could play into a 2014 Senate run.
For folks in Washington in the Republican Party who are really focused on promoting a sort of Bush-style assertive foreign policy, Tom Cotton has stood out in the first few months of his term as just a really effective and aggressive and eager spokesman on a set of issues that a lot of people in the Republican Party are simply not talking about right now. That's why you have John McCain, Lindsey Graham, some of the Senate's leading hawks reaching out to Cotton to try to urge him into that race against Pryor.
Cotton's recent appearances on the national media scene are yet another way Burns says the congressman from Dardanelle can get noticed.
Certainly having a national audience, a national platform, is a way of gathering support from national Republican activists who are very influential in primaries. It's a way of introducing yourself to the elite fundraising community that probably doesn't keep up with the goings-on of every freshman member of Congress, but they do read conservative magazines. They do watch conservative television.
Burns says with national attention, Congressman Cotton would find it easier to carry out a successful statewide Senate campaign.
Arkansas's unemployment rate for March stayed steady from February at 7.4%, according to new numbers released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In northwest Arkansas, the unemployment rate dropped 0.3 percentage point during the same time period, but the labor force in the Ford County area shrank to just under 235,000 people. That's a decrease of about 100 people. In the Fort Smith metro area, the unemployment rate dropped 0.6 percent, resulting in a 7.8% jobless rate for March. And the size of the Fort Smith region's labor force grew by about 900 people.
Arkansas's reputation as a bicycling state is improving, according to the latest League of American Cyclists rankings of bicycle-friendly states. Last year, the League ranked Arkansas 50th in the nation in bicycle friendliness. But in this year's survey, the state moved up 13 spots to 37th, the second largest jump in the country. According to a release by the League of American Cyclists, Arkansas still has room for improvement. The highest score the state received was a 3 out of 5 for legislation and enforcement. The state scored lower in the areas of policies and programs and education and encouragement, receiving scores of 2 out of 5 in both areas. And in the areas of infrastructure and planning, the state received 1 point out of 5.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are scheduled, weather permitting, to host Springfield again tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. Last night, the Nats fell to the Cardinals 9-3. Tonight's scheduled outdoor First Thursday activities in downtown Fayetteville have been canceled. According to a post today by event organizers, chances of rain and cold temperatures are the reasons for canceling tonight's art walk and other outdoor entertainment. Indoor gallery events on the square, however, are still scheduled to take place.
Forecast calls for rain tonight with overnight lows from 34 in northwest Arkansas to 37 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, a 40% chance for rain with a high of 46 in northwest Arkansas, a 30% chance for rain and a high of 53 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow evening, chances of rain and possibly snow in May.
Snow in
I know.
May.
in May, with a low of 32 in northwest Arkansas and a chance for rain with a low of 37 in the Arkansas River Valley.